So it was first adopted in 2005, but under the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, they have a wolf conservation and management plan. So it's a plan that guides recovery and management in the state for wolves. And because wolves lost state Endangered Species Act protections in 2015, the wolf plan now is the only document guiding wolf recovery in the state. And so tomorrow is a listening session, but importantly, more importantly, it's actually the first hearing in Portland on the wolf plan. So they typically have been in LeGrand or Florence, Salem, but there hasn't been one in Portland yet. So we expect a big turnout tomorrow for the hearing.
For those who aren't familiar, how many wolves are there in Oregon roughly right now?
ODFW actually just came out with their annual wolf report, and for 2016, they counted 112 wolves throughout the state, mostly located in the northeast corner, with a few in central Oregon.
You are with Oregon Wild. What is your group hope to see from tomorrow's hearing and from the wolf plan overall?
Yeah, so Oregon Wild is advocating for a strong plan which will emphasize requiring non-lethal preventative measures before the state is allowed to kill wolves. So we hope that the state will prioritize making it, you know, focusing on conservation and the protection of the species as opposed to allowing members of the public to hunt and trap wolves, which is what is being considered right now in the wolf plan.
And how would you respond to, for example, ranchers in eastern Oregon who say that they need the leeway to kill wolves if they are herding their herds?
So as the wolf plan is right now, there are thresholds for when the state can remove what we consider problematic or chronic depredating wolves. So we all want a wolf plan which emphasizes and prioritizes getting the wolf population to increase while seeing conflict decrease. So the best way to do that, though, is putting emphasis on non-lethal conflict deterrent measures. And so there are provisions and requirements in the plan for ranchers. There are things that have been proven to be effective. Ideally, they'll be focused on that first. But in the event that there is an actual chronic depredating wolf or wolf pack, there are provisions to allow the state, you know, to kill wolves in that event.
So the hearing is tomorrow, that's correct?
Yep, the hearing is tomorrow at the Embassy Suite by the Portland Airport, and it starts at 8 a.m. Typically, with the Fish and Wildlife Commission hearings, there are a number of agenda items, but since this is a wolf-specific one, it's the only agenda item. There's no vote tomorrow. This is kind of a draft wolf plan, so this is sort of the first iteration where the agency is just kind of taking a temperature gauge as to how people feel about the first set of revisions. They will officially approve and finalize a draft that they'll submit to the commission sometime later this perhaps summer or into the fall.
Danielle, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman. I've been speaking with Danielle Moser, Wildlife Coordinator with Oregon Wild.